Hi, nice to meet you.
Later, Patrick. This week, we'll be talking about Batman 21, Marvel's artist controversy, and much, much more on the Weekly Comics News Show. This Memorial Day, Queens gets its own convention, hosted at St. John's University. BoroughCon will feature cosplayers, comic creators, and pop culture stars.
Following the controversy surrounding hidden anti-Semitic and anti-Christian messages in the art of X-Men Gold No. 1, Marvel announced last week that they have fired the artist responsible, Ardian Sayaf. This isn't the first time Sayaf has used his art to express his political beliefs, but the tone and placement of his latest messages were notably hateful. The inclusion of these messages is particularly disturbing, given X-Men's history of inclusiveness and one of the main characters in X-Men Gold, Kitty Pryde, is a Jewish woman. It should be noted that while Sayaf used passages from the Quran in his messages, the Quran is not inherently anti-Semitic or hateful, and many religious texts have been manipulated for dubious purposes. We hope that Marvel and the rest of the comics community continue to disavow hate speech. Get ready, Bat fans, as we get our hands on two new Batman releases this week. First, Tom King's Batman number 21 starts the Button storyline as the Flash and the Dark Knight team up to investigate a certain bloodstained smiley button embedded in the Batcave wall. Then prepare for the grand finale of Scott Snyder's Ends of the Earth storyline in an all-new Batman number 9. The Caped Crusader discovers the mastermind behind the latest scheme, and the two face off for the fate of the Earth. Writer Kay Perkins takes over Superwoman this week with the release of Superwoman number 9. The issue kicks off a new story arc tying into Superman Reborn Aftermath. In the new story, titled Superwoman Part 1, Lana awakens from a comatose state to find her life saved, but her powers gone. Now that Lois and Lana are back together, there is a chance for these former Superwomen to regain their power, but the world might not be big enough for both of them. Who will claim the mantle of Superwoman? Find out when Superwoman number 9 hits shelves this week. Nick Fury number 1's Technicolor spy thriller has arrived, and it delivers in spades. Nick Fury is restyled as a James Bond type in a comic book that dares to experiment on everything, from dialogue to art to paneling. Special praise goes to Rochelle Rosenberg's coloring work, which really lets the art shine. Grab Nick Fury number 1 on Wednesday.
Betrayal is the dish of the day in the Marvel Universe. After the shocking revelation of Captain America's Hydra loyalties, our once revered hero has turned his back on superheroism. Working covertly over the years, Cap has stacked a careful house of cards that looks ready to collapse the Marvel Universe. With Hydra seemingly capable of anything, our Marvel heroes must face the odds or be swallowed by the riptide. Looking to lose sleep? Check out the debut of Plastic, a limited series from writer Doug Wagner and artists Daniel Hilliard and Laura Martin. Plastic follows Edwin, a retired serial killer who has settled down with his girlfriend, a sex doll named Virginia. His bliss is brought to a halt when a billionaire kidnaps Virginia and forces Edwin out of retirement. Check out the comic Robert Kirkman calls the weirdest shit he's ever read when Plastic number 1 drops this Wednesday. This week from Image, the praised writer of God Country, Donny Cates, brings us the blood-soaked tale of the Bowman family in his new comic, Redneck No. 1. Using a local barbecue spot as a front, this family of vampires has been able to maintain its cover in Texas. Will the Bowmans be able to contain their inner beasts when trouble comes knocking at their door? It is with a heavy heart that we report the passing away of beloved anime producer Minoru Takanashi, who has worked with animation enterprise Bandai Visual for nearly 3 decades. Some of the works he was influential in are the Escaflowne series and film, the Cowboy Bebop movie, the Mobile Suit Gundam series, and Wolf's Rain. Our hearts go to his friends and loved ones, for he will be missed.
In this week's Rebirth Watch, Titans number 10 set up the upcoming crossover, The Lazarus Contract, which will look at Wally's return, and Justice League of America number 4 hinted at some Microverse action in the near future. Both Supergirl number 8 and Action Comics number 977 dealt with clarifying the aftermath of Superman Reborn, and Supergirl gave another teaser for the Legion of Superheroes.
What do vampires, vampire slayers, and Hellboy have in common? Mr. Higgins Comes Home, Mike Mignola's new graphic novel under Dark Horse Comics. The story's premise is that an undead festival is brewing at Castle Golga as a vampire-slaying duo interrogates a man seeking solace in a monastery in the Baltic Sea. It's set outside the Mignolaverse and releases in late October.
We return again to Staff Picks, where our team showcases a couple of our favorite comics coming out this week.
This week's picks are Nick Fury number 1 for its gorgeous art and stylized tone, All-Star Batman number 9 for its clever use of the Dark Knight, Nightwing number 19 for its excellent continuation of the Nightwing Must Die arc, and Aquaman number 21 for its creepy horror story.
Let us know what you think of our picks and what your faves are this week. Thanks for watching. And if you like what you saw here, like and subscribe to the channel and check out comicsfirst.com to find podcasts, reviews, interviews, and videos on everything from comics to movies to television to politics.
Last week's question was, who do you think should play Mark Grayson in the Invincible film?
Here are the responses we got. Since con season is kicking off, we wanted to ask, what conventions are you most excited about this season? Let us know in the comments below, and we'll feature them on the show next week.